RadioInfluence.com.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Wednesday that wasn't supposed to happen edition of the Dark Delight Podcast with...
It's deja vu all over again, Val, and...
Beans! We're going to do a little bit of a shorter show today because Frank and I were not on the same page at all about anything, precisely.
No, never.
Never are we. And I'm like, I saw you tweeting, and I was like, oh, wow, that's cool. Someone else must be driving. But both of us had issues. I had serious issues come up this week. Nothing like horrible. I share so much, Frank, with everybody. This little issue, I'm just keeping to myself. And I had to make the sad, decision not to go to DC, which killed me to do. As you know, I've been championing this for weeks.
Yes, absolutely. Well, hey, I was excited about doing it as well, too. And then I got closer and closer to the day. And as you know, I have no qualms about going down and hang out in DC. But the closer I got to the date, I realized I can probably do a little bit more good staying home, especially since I can't stay the night. So I would have spent 8.5 hours of my day today, at least, because I know some people who are in dead stop traffic 35 miles outside of the city.
Yes, it is a nightmare.
So, I mean, I was thinking to myself, well, how can I be actually the most useful, especially since I can't stay the night, which that would be, I understand why people are bringing their operations down there if they're going to camp out for a little while. I'd have to head back on the same day. And I figure, well, then I might as well just be an observer here at home, stay close to the family a little bit more, and do a broadcast tonight, try to make sense of what we're watching again.
I don't even know what to say today. I'm in one of those modes where I don't know what's going to happen. I have no idea.
I'm really trying to hold back with the negativity.
Yeah, agreed. Same.
I have deleted several tweets already because I just don't want to do that to people.
Yeah.
I'm angry today.
Look, they literally stole the election in Georgia the exact same GD way they did it on November 3rd. And Pelosi's
everything
about
it. Matches up.
Yeah, vote injections. They had to get a court order in the middle of the election to force people to let observers in. It is complete and utter lawlessness, and nobody is doing an effing thing about it. Nobody. And when we get to that point, Frank, what else is there? There's no legal remedy. These people run roughshod and do whatever they want, and nobody's doing anything about it. There's no law and order. There's no legal. It doesn't matter. They don't care.
They don't care, and they have, and if nobody takes it seriously, say what the hell good is cracking this, cracking that, if nobody cares, or at least nobody
in a position,
who's supposed to,
right?
Yeah, nobody in a position to do something about it is going to care. Anything short of a military junta being installed by Donald Trump and really having the clean out be physical and be swift and all encompassing. Where the hell we got to see how today rolls out and how it develops. But man, oh man.
Look, we've been waiting for today for a very long time. We have made tremendous strides, and I have been preaching the entire time until there is absolutely no path left for us. We keep fighting in this battle. And we're at the point right now where we had yesterday. Did you see what happened in Pennsylvania?
Yeah. Well, I saw after the president tweeted about it.
So Pennsylvania, they stood up and they basically removed the lieutenant governor and didn't seat a senator who won, in quotes, in a contested district where there's tons of questions. They just refused to. I mean, we need more of that. We need more of that. And not only that, they sent a letter to Vice President Pence, along with Georgia, both of those states and state delegations, which, to be quite honest with you, you stupid moron should have acted weeks ago for this.
The night of,
they're sending letters saying, please don't do this tomorrow. Wait, we need more time. Screw you. It's great that the letter came. It'll be in history books now. But screw you, spineless people who just sat on the sidelines and didn't do the shit you were put there to do. I'm sorry.
I said, well, no, last night when I saw that come in from Pennsylvania and knowing what's going on in Georgia, and I'm saying to myself, wow, nothing like the last millisecond. Like, what are we talking? I mean, could we not have been talking about this in the last moments of even November?
Yeah.
We didn't know exactly what was going on by Thanksgiving.
2 months. 2 months they've had. 2 months. And I don't want to hear anybody out there, oh, the court cases. No court case heard evidence except one. The one court case that allowed discovery in terms of a forensic audit was the brave judge in Antrim, Michigan. And what did we find? We found
68%
error rate on the machines there, purposefully, they proved. Purposefully. What's interesting to me, I'm fired up today. And I look, I'm already getting the people in my tweets and my mentions. Oh, what about the big news you said was coming? Stop confusing me with other people who were sharing crap. That's not, I didn't, please look back through my tweets before you start accusing me of providing some hopium that didn't exist out there. I've been very clear and very fact-based this entire time. I think these are trolls, Frank, which we're going to have to deal with a lot. But we're here on the day. I want to play something from Joe von Pulitzer, which was super interesting coming out of Georgia today. And I said I would be home working on a lot of things behind the scenes. I'm just going to throw this out there right now because I want everyone to know since November 3rd, I have spent probably 18 to 19 hours a day on things that will never probably see the light of day. Nobody will read them. Nobody will know what they were. I've been working my ass off, and yes, I'm much more valuable today, yesterday, and the day before, behind the scenes doing what I do, to try and A, make sure that disinformation isn't ruling the day out there, because we've got a whole shit ton of that today, Frank.
Yeah.
And B, giving information that is valid, completely checked, and credible to the people that can use it. And that is what my function has been this entire time. So I am much more valuable right now where I am behind the scenes doing what I do. And for reasons, again, that I'm not going to get into, I had to make the choice to stay home. But because of that, we get to talk to you today.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. There is that.
So here, let's play this real quick. I'm pretty surprised, to be honest, at the people that fall for this. Isn't in regards to what I'm about to play, but I'm pretty surprised at the caliber of people that seem to have bought into hook, line, and sinker, like obvious disinformation campaigns.
Are you talking about the Italy thing? Is that it?
Look, the Italy thing, I have a lot of problems with that call, and I put a tweet out last night on it. I have contacted a lot of the people mentioned in that call and asked them, you know, is this true? And I've been met with, nope, that's not what happened. That's an exaggeration. This, you know, we didn't do this. This did. And I've spoken to a lot of people. I've worked really hard on this. I'm not ready to say the whole thing is complete bollocks, as my UK friends would love. But it's raising major questions for me where I can't count on the veracity of the stuff that's in there. I just can't. And no one else should either.
It's that final hour before the Titanic dipped below the waters of the Atlantic, and people are trying to find the last seats on lifeboats, and they're trying to put together deck chairs to make floats. Anything right now? I mean, seriously, because what's after this except violent revolution?
Nothing. I don't see anything. I don't know what. I don't know.
There's nothing.
I have not spent any time, Frank, contemplating what the strategy will be, because I don't know what's going to happen today, but nothing in my gut. I just can't see evil winning like this. I can't. If it happens, God help us all. Because Nancy Pelosi just tweeted a few minutes ago, and she said, or Nancy Pelosi said, in the election, the people of Georgia went to the ballot box to vote for transformational Democratic-led change. Now, because of a courageous leadership of Georgians, America will have a Democratic Senate working hand-in-hand with our Democratic House majority.
Yeah,
God help us all.
Yep, they're gonna try to turn Burger King into a state. Obviously, I've been seeing people licking their chops since last night around midnight. People licking their chops, all the leftist blue checks, dreaming of Puerto Rican statehood, dreaming of the D.C. swamp. There's a couple of square miles that they want to give two senators to.
I mean, seriously.
Which was just supposed to be a place for people to meet. Now they want its own representation. It was supposed to be separate from all of the states in that area, the Virginia, Maryland area. They didn't want D.C. to be in any state because they did not want any one state to be infected by its politics. And now they want to give it its own representation.
Frank, seriously, we are the reason this happened because we sat there on the sidelines and let it for decades. Blissfully unaware of what was going on. Now, I'm not saying I've been busting my ass for almost 2 decades, but that's still neither here nor there. We allowed this to happen. Now we're here, and we don't even have an election system in this country right now. And we have a tyrannical communist takeover of our country. And if they, you know, these hapless, I'm sorry, Perdue and Loeffler, you guys are freaking idiots because you had months to, you didn't need a runoff election. You didn't need a runoff election. You should have been fighting this shit like the rest of us were. I don't understand this. It makes no sense to me whatsoever. And there are a number of things, to be quite frank, frankly, that President Trump could have done that he did not do. He chose not to treat this as what it was, which was a foreign takeover of our elections. He chose not to go that route. I don't know why. We might never know why. I don't know what's going to happen at 1 o'clock today. I don't know. We could tomorrow or Friday be having a completely different conversation. They're already saying they're going to contest the still not counted vote injected Georgia runoff election where apparently the people of Georgia, if we're to believe this, literally elected a wife beating, money grubbing, stealing fake prophet. Really?
You know, it's crazy because looking at the charts again, it's at the pretty much the same exact time of night.
Yep.
Between that 11 and 11:30 p.m. area there. And you have vertical injections of votes for nobody but Ossoff and Warnock.
Yep. And then in real time on television, Frank, you see votes being lost from one candidate and gained by the other.
Yeah, you can say, okay, well, listen, it's in real time and their votes are coming in. There's 500.
They don't
leave.
There's
1,000. No, you're talking about deletions. Deletions of thousands.
It's a completely additive process. End of story.
Well, I said this last night. I was going into this very – I wasn't very – first of all, when it was made aware to me because I lost this thread throughout the entirety of the craziness of the last couple of months. I didn't even know that Doug Collins was running for Senate out there.
Yeah.
There was no way in hell that after Doug Collins reached national superstardom, he was not made a senator in Georgia. I didn't even know that this runoff was because of him or was partly because of his own candidacy, not crossing certain finish lines and whatnot.
And then he stands up there and campaigns with these two numbnutses. Not for nothing. I don't have any regard for these two Senate candidates at all. They're idiots. Did you ever see them speak?
No, but here's the other thing. It's not our business. That's the problem.
It's supposed to be.
It's been made our business because we have seen our real culture of government stripped away from us. There's no reason why in New York City, the mayor of New York City a couple of weeks ago in December said he was going to hold off on finalizing his 2021 budget until he sees what happens in Georgia. Because based on the complexion of the federal Senate, he was going to know how much money is probably going to be made available to him, a city in New York.
It's
Georgia.
Yeah.
A mayor in New York is waiting to plot out the budget for his city until the Senate race in Georgia is completed.
This is not America. This is the Soviet Union.
I just really hope, Frank. Look, I think regardless of what happens today, we all need a few days off to go into the wilderness, get some nature. We need to rest and recharge. I know I freaking do. Big time. I need to rest and recharge.
I'm so on it. You know, as weird as these holidays were, oh, was I so upset to see them go. It was a little something. It was just a little something.
We have been fighting incessantly for over 5 years straight, nonstop, every single day.
And mostly on the defense.
And guess what? The left doesn't give up. And I really fear, Frank, that a lot of people out there, if this doesn't go the right way today, are going to just say, well, I'm tired. Enough is enough. That's it. I'm done. Whatever happens, we'll just deal with it. And, you know, that's it. And I mean,
of course they're going to. And it's not necessarily a good thing. I even said myself, if this stands, how the hell can I ever put submit a vote in a federal election?
I won't feel comfortable.
Nothing has changed.
You know,
knowing that nothing has changed.
Yep.
That's why going into last night, I said, you know, okay, well, I didn't know about the Doug Collins thing, and I'm looking at this and that, and I see what Lynn Wood is saying about both of the Purdue and Loeffler and what they are really all about. And I said to myself, you know, regardless of what the turnout is, why would anybody really, really, truly look at this Georgia election and feel like they can trust any aspect, even if Purdue, Loeffler, or any combination of the two won? What can you really trust about the election if the same people and the same systems have not been changed since November?
Exactly. That's exactly what Lynn Wood was saying. Now, listen, I'm not endorsing or, you know, saying anything about Lynn Wood personally or any of the stuff. I've been watching that account and just kind of watching because it's been something else over the past couple weeks with that account. So I've been watching Lynn Wood and his tweets and all of that. But I will say he had a good point. In that if they're not fixing anything, what's to say, like you just said, that when these people go back to vote again, it's not just going to be the same old thing over. Nothing. They did it. They did it again. They did it again. They had to have... I can't. All right, here. Let's listen to Joe Vaughn real quick because he said something interesting. Here. Hold on. Here we go.
So... Hey guys, this is actually a private message, but the only way I can share it is to share it publicly. This is for Ruby Freeman. You know, when history is being made, it's some of the most unlikely people in the world that actually become the legends, the heroes that are talked about for hundreds of years. Ruby, I think you're one of those people because of just how you've been positioned in history here. I was having a discussion with you earlier, and I actually think you're currently the most important woman in the world. Mm. I believe Ruby Freeman is the new Rosa Parks, but it all comes down to doing the right thing. You know, there's some people that will do things for quick money and short gain, but never understand what happens to the country or the millions of people they leave behind when they make, should we say, bad choices. I would appeal to you, Ruby, that you have more to gain by standing up and being the hero and outing this and bringing this truth to light. And you personally not being a obscure footnote in history of a lady that had some questionable activities at an election long ago, but step up and be the hero of history, the great female black warrior that you can be. Because right now, Ruby, you're the most important woman in the world. I would beseech you to do the right thing. I would beseech you to take your place in history and show that Ruby Freeman is the new Rosa Parks in this new Civil War crisis going on, constitutional crisis. You can do it, Ruby Freeman, and I ask truly that you consider it. Bless you.
He talked to Ruby Freeman.
He did?
It says, I was just talking to you before.
Oh. Well, listen, he makes a wonderful point.
I mean, imagine, you know, people will be gunning for her head, but sometimes the entire country hangs in the balance. All she has to do is come forward and say, flanked by good people around her, I am so sorry. I made a horrible, horrible mistake, and I just can't continue like this.
And here is what I was told to do. Here is what I was trained to do. And this is the organization that was behind it all.
And this is what I did. And I just wish and hope, you know, whatever happens to me, I just wish and hope that the country can heal, because she is the single reason why the Georgia election was called for Joe Biden. She cheated. She knows she cheated. She ran ballots through machines three times, set up for them to be underneath the tables. She knows exactly what she did.
She knows what she was a part of.
Yep.
She knows what she was trained to do and what task she accepted.
And you know what?
I mean, that's why I say, we need to know what organization of people, not necessarily a company, but what organization of people, people who
put
have organized themselves.
Right.
Put her up to it. Yes. Where is this going?
And what do you think the American people, the good American people out there, would do to Ruby Freeman should she come clean?
She would be I mean, I don't know how I actually think most people would want her to would say, give this woman clemency.
Amen. We would support the hell out of her.
100% give her clemency and let's start doing the hard work of cleaning this all up. Oh, God, I just don't see what happens today. I don't know. I just don't know. But what happened last night, I was asking myself, what are they going to do? Are they going to try to buck the stolen election narrative in Georgia? Because, of course, you know, as I said on Twitter today, at least the state of Virginia had this purple state honeymoon phase where it was kind of turning blue. Georgia in one election cycle went from red to Marxist. It is impossible.
I know.
But they had to rape the state in the electoral college presidential election in November. And I asked myself, they raped the state there. Then what are they going to do with the runoff elections? Are they going to just back on off and not to try to call any attention to themselves and just allow something to happen? Because really, if you think about it, with what's the Senate majority right now? 50-48?
Yeah.
With 50-48, if they actually did get Joe Biden on in and they had Kamala Harris as president of the Senate and they had that vice president that pick right there, they still have Lisa Murkowski, Susan Collins, Mitt Romney as those soft-bellied Republican types. Even if they took one from Georgia, still, this is a very, very cozy Senate. They will still be able to confirm judges and maybe even enter into treaties and whatnot.
Treaties?
Yeah,
they don't do treaties anymore.
Well, I mean, hey, they're going to do something.
It's
even a ceremonial from Iran to Paris. You know that's where they're going.
Yep.
So I'm looking at this. I'm saying, how far are they going to go? Are they going to back off on the fraud that they had to stand by in November right now? Because all eyes are on them and they're still in a pretty good position. As long as they are actually able to continue and complete the capture of the White House, do they go scorched earth or do they go a little bit easy? And it's obvious they went scorched earth because the numbers in Fulton and DeKalb counties are exact matches for the percentages of the votes that Joe Biden got. Exact matches. So,
you know,
Rudy Giuliani is about to speak.
Oh, you want to put it on?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Let me see. Hold on.
I could put it on.
Okay, go ahead.
It's perfectly legal. I have Professor Eastman here with me to say a few words about that. He's one of the preeminent constitutional scholars in the United States. It is perfectly appropriate, given the questionable constitutionality of the Election Counting Act of 1887, that the vice president can cast it aside and he can do what a president called Jefferson did when he was vice president. He can decide on the validity of these crooked ballots, or he can send it back to the legislatures, give them 5 to 10 days to finally finish the work.
You know, I'm stopping it because if you want to hear what Rudy's going to say, you need to go and listen to his podcast from yesterday. He explains everything in detail. I'll put it back on in a second. But gosh, Frank, just the enormity of where we are right now.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's not this. I can't stress enough that there's no going back on what needs to happen. This is not just about catching the bank robbers in the middle of the robbery and reacquiring the loot and giving them a slap on the wrist. This is about, if we do find a way through this, we need to bear witness immediately to mass arrests. It needs to look a little scary for a little while. We need, I mean, quite literally, people have to go door to door ripping people out of their offices. Judges, unelected and elected figures in America alike, door to door ripping people out of their offices and carting them off. And it has to be military tribunals, because you can't trust the courts. If nobody even wants to hear evidence of election fraud, for which thousands, tens of thousands of people have staked their lives on to tell the truth about, if there's barely any courts that want to listen to that from the Supreme on down, then this can't be done in civilian courts. So when you say the enormity, yeah, today is a very, very big day, and we're going to know what our path looks like going forward in great detail, or at least in better detail than we have right now. But if we actually do get a victory and rob it from the jaws of defeat, what comes next should look scary.
Yeah, it should.
To a lot of people. It should look scary.
It should. I have to agree with you 100%. There must be accountability. There must be accountability for this. There must be. And for what happened in 2016. There has been a war for this country for the past 5 years openly. Not even covertly, Frank. Openly. And this is a precipice right now. It really is. It really is. There's just no way this can stand. The entire world is watching right now.
Yeah.
Let's go back to this.
Until the very end, right? Then you noticed there was a little gap. One was ahead by 3%. The other was ahead by 2%. And gone. Gone. They were even. He can take you through that and show you how they program that machine from the outside to accomplish that. And they've been doing it for years to favor the Democrats. It is a matter of scientific proof. We need 2 days to establish that. It'd be a shame if that gets established after it's over, wouldn't it be?
Yeah, it would be. And let me talk about that real quick. Tim Scott, state senator from U.S. senator from South Carolina, mask-wearing senator from South Carolina, makes me sick to my stomach, voted for him. He said yesterday he's not going to step forward, Frank, and support the challenge, right? Got completely lambasted by everybody, including myself. I went pretty scorched earth on him because I'm here in your state, Senator. I'm here. And then, like, maybe 10 minutes later, he put out a tweet that he's introducing a bill today to form a committee to investigate election integrity in the 2020 election and irregularities. And I'm like, with all due respect, sir, if you thought there were irregularities, you should be supporting the move to figure out what the hell went wrong now.
Yeah, you're not going to object, but you smell a rat. You're going to so he's pretty much telling everybody, I smell a rat, and a lot of people believe that the results of this year's elections are very dubious and not to be trusted. Okay, so I'm going to allow that very untrustworthy, smelly election to be certified and finalized before. And then let's dig around. Let's have a little fun little investigation,
yeah.
Shall we? Afterwards?
Yeah, let's get a committee together after we go through with the fraudulent election.
Yeah, and we live and die in committees. We live and die in committees.
Useless committees that do absolutely freaking nothing for the American people. Useless. And we've been saying this for years, but hopefully now people understand the Republican and Democrat establishments are one animal. They're the same party, the uniparty. They were a uniparty for years and years and years, giving you the illusion you had some kind of a choice. Mitt Romney, remember that? Guess what? They are not two different parties. They're the same people. As George Carlin would say, it's a big club and you ain't in it.
Yep.
I think it's time for a different party. But it's not going to matter, Frank. It won't matter if we don't clean this shit up now. It will not matter. No election will ever matter again.
Yeah, it's, I don't know, I have not really looked into what Rudy Giuliani has said there, because everybody's been quoting the 12th Amendment, and the 12th Amendment, I haven't, there's nothing in the 12th Amendment that gives Mike Pence the authority to pick and choose anything other than to count votes that have been certified by state legislatures. Now, if state legislatures are certifying fraud, I don't know what the play is there. Maybe somebody else can tell me.
This constitutional scholar guy is up talking. Do you want to hear it?
Sure.
I'm just going to rewind to when he started. Here we go. Oops. 1 second. Okay.
Last night. Wonderful. Hello, America. Sorry, I had to say that. Look, we've got petitions pending before the Supreme Court that identify in chapter and verse the number of times state election officials ignored or violated their state law in order to put Vice President Biden over the finish line. We know there was fraud, traditional fraud, that occurred. We know that dead people voted. But we now know, because we caught it live last time in real time, how the machines contributed to that fraud. And let me, as simply as I can, explain it. You know, the old way was to have a bunch of ballots sitting in a box under the floor, and when you needed more, you pull them out in the dark of night. They put those ballots in a secret folder in the machines, sitting there waiting until they know how many they need. And then the machine, after the close of polls, we now know who's voted, and we know who hasn't. And I can now, in that machine, match those unvoted ballots with an unvoted voter and put them together in the machine. And how do we know that happened last night in real time? You saw when it got to 99% of the vote total, and then it stopped. The percentage stopped, but the votes didn't stop. What happened, and you don't see this on Fox or any of those stations, but the data shows that the denominator, how many ballots remain to be counted? How else do you figure out the percentage that you have? How many remain to be counted? That number started moving up. That means they were unloading the ballots from that secret folder, matching them to the unvoted voter, and voila, we have enough votes to barely get over the finish line. We saw it happen in real time last night, and it happened on November 3rd as well. And all we are demanding of Vice President Pence is this afternoon at 1 o'clock, he let the legislatures of the state look into this so we get to the bottom of it and the American people know whether we have control of the direction of our government or not.
I'm seriously going to cry.
That's incredible. That's incredible right there.
This is where we're at right now. This is really...
Yeah, and to see the taunting, these little dancing demons at the bottom of Bald Mountain. It's like Fantasia. They these little demons. You lost. Hey, he lost again. You don't even know what the hell you're saying. These are the Roman centurions at the foot of the cross. These are the Roman centurions at the foot of the cross. Forgive them. They know not what they do. I swear to God, it's so pitiful. To watch people think, to watch people who believe what is happening is not only legitimate, but good for the world. That is so incredibly, I don't even know the word for it. I don't know what the word is.
Our entire country is literally at stake right now. Everything.
They don't care. That's the whole thing. If you have been raised to believe that your country is shit,
then it does not matter who you sell it to or even give it away to. That's the whole problem here. People don't even believe that a country is being given away. They don't care about the country. In fact, in between elections, they spend their time tearing down the country's history and historical markers and burning books and twisting the minds of the young. You're not dealing with complete human beings.
Here.
We no longer live in a self-governing.
Oh, it's
we got to get that isolated. I got to use that tonight.
I will isolate it. I will rewind and screen record and share. Yeah.
Republic, if we can't get the answer to this question, this is bigger than President Trump. It is the very essence of our Republican form of government, and it has to be done. And anybody that is not willing to stand up to do it does not deserve to be in the office. It is that simple.
God bless this man. That was powerful.
God bless.
That was powerful. That was powerful.
And what's his name?
I don't remember what he said. He's a constitutional expert. I think he is very well regarded and renowned. He's not some nobody. I forget his name though. Sorry, I lost it a little bit there. But the enormity of what's going on right now is just.
Yeah. No, it's
it's just so, I don't know what's going to, I mean, you know, this show will go out at 2:30, Frank, right? And we don't, you know, they'll be in it for an hour and a half. I have no idea what's going on right now, world. I really don't. But all I can say is it's seriously like at such a precipice today.
Man, oh man, 2 hours.
2 hours.
2 hours from now, it's 11 o'clock. 1 p.m. I haven't heard back from any. See if Matt got into town. I don't know.
Well, he probably doesn't have cell service. There's too many people there all at once.
Well, I was wondering if he was stuck in traffic 40 miles out. Had other people emailing me about that.
Yeah.
So, damn, oh, damn.
Well, I think we'll end there today.
Yes.
You have been listening to the Dark to Light podcast with...
It's Deja Vu all over again, Val, and...
Beans! You can hear us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 2:30 Eastern Time on TuneIn, Stitcher, Apple iTunes, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, and RadioInfluence.com. We will see you all on Friday.
Later.
Radio Influence strives to bring you excellence in podcasting. We work with personalities like TV chef Brian Duffy, radio personalities like Ian Beckles, news and political pundits like independent journalists Frank and Tracy Beans, experts from the sports world like veteran football scout and coach Chris Landry, pro wrestling personality David Penzer, MMA experts Jason Floyd and Daniel Galvan, and strength and conditioning coach Jeff Crochelle. If you're looking for food, sports, music, entertainment, politics, no matter the topic, Radio Influence has something for everyone. All of Radio Influence's programming can be found on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Google Podcasts, and RadioInfluence.com.